brown paper packages tied up with strings. These are a few of my favorite
things. Oh, yes, they are. Some of my favorite things is not being stressed out. It's been a while. Everyone else is feeling it. 75% of all Americans are feeling it. And we're focusing all show long on how to bring balance to your life in several different ways. I just talked about seven ways you can bring Zen into your life at home, doing a couple little design tricks. Trust me, do them. They work. Okay, we put a call out there to folks to see how you guys de-stress, you know, when it comes to the cell phone and being home. Because my wife and I were just having this conversation last night. She said that she read something that somebody puts, you know, we try to do this. We put a bowl by the door and put our phones in it, see how long they can actually stay there. And from what I hear, that's a pretty hard thing. But we got some interesting texts before we get to our guests. I got to read. One of them is, I get down on the living room floor from 630 and play with my kitties. That's an amazing de-stressor. Another one that I liked here was, I distress when I get home by playing classic music and ordering Lou Malnati's pizza. Hey, you know what? God bless you. One here, which I love, is my favorite text that came in from 815. I de-stress by playing video games and wearing diapers. Dwayne from Elwood. Dwayne, God bless you. I think that's fantastic. If you're comfortable enough to wear diapers, then that's all that matters. Wow. Right? All right, so joining me to my right, I told you the doc with the plan is coming in. Dr. Joel Oakner is back. Doc, how are you?
I'm good, Frank. How are you?
I'm doing well. How's the medical world treating you?
It's going okay. We're doing fine, yeah.
Yeah, but you're kind of like, you've done the whole MD thing. Now you're shifting. You're kind of a little bit more to a whole body, holistic approach to your practice,
I think it's a
right?
better approach, yeah.
Yeah.
I think,
why is that?
Because I think Western medicine really doesn't answer all the questions.
Yeah.
It's funny, I was reading something just yesterday about Chinese medicine, how when we, as a doctor, when we take your pulse, we look for five different things. They have 24 different pulse patterns that they can sit there and they can figure out different things in your body. I think
really?
There's just a lot more out there.
Well, they do things with your tongue too, right? And your palms. And
yes. Well, I don't know much. I heard about that. But I guess my point being that there's so much more out there. Why not be open to it and embrace it and try and integrate it into Western medicine?
Sure.
So that's kind of how I look at it.
And then for the viewers who are new to our show, let's give them your background real quick.
I'm a cardiologist, and I do a lot of men's health, but I do a lot of for want of a better word, alternative medicine.
Yeah.
I'm into the whole holistic stress supplement fields because I think a lot of that, under good guidance, can really add to a person's total health picture.
Now, being a cardiologist, I mean, you're doing you're doing surgeries, right, all the time?
Angiograms, angioplasties, yeah.
So you're getting a lot of these patients coming in for probably one of the big reasons we're talking about today is stress, right?
Yeah, we call it the X factor. I mean, you could, measure cholesterol, but that's a whole other question. Should we even measure cholesterol anymore? Because now cholesterol is not a problem. But, diabetes, high blood pressure, you can quantify these things, but stress, you really can't.
Right.
I mean, the guy with the diapers, I guess that works for him. The visual is not good.
No, but. I mean, hey, all right, let's be fair. What if he's like this stud? What if he's all ripped like a bodybuilder? Is it still not okay for him to wear a diaper if it de-stresses him?
Then he should send us a picture.
He should say, hey, why don't you do that? Where is that text here? I don't know if he put his name here. Yeah, Dwayne from Elwood. Dr. Oakner would like to see a picture of you in your diaper.
Only from a medical
from a professional standpoint,
exactly.
Of course, yes. We have to analyze it. It won't end up on Facebook or anything like that. all right, Doc, this idea that, 75% of Americans are stressed out.
Right.
What do you think about this, and what can we do to not be as stressed?
If you look at Time Magazine this week, the cover was, who gave away summer vacation.
Yeah.
I think we're just working more and more and more, and, we're just enjoying less and less and less. I think it's our culture. We're all caught up in the whole thing. There's no easy answer. The easy answer is you got to carve out time to come home. The cell phone's a great idea. I mean, like, my kids will text me from the basement to the first floor. I mean, cell phones are everywhere now. It's insane. You can't get away from them. I mean, I don't know. If I'm upstairs and I run downstairs, I get like palpitations like, oh, I might miss a phone call.
But why? That's such a psychological
it
trip.
Is.
I mean,
when
really
I was a kid,
is.
We'd go cross country in the station wagon and unplug for 2 weeks. And, life was good.
Well, now listen. And I like that. And here's what I just read something as well about this new breed of laptop entrepreneurs, they're called. So the idea is, similar to my life, all right, I could afford an office, I could be out of the house a lot, but I choose to do my work from my laptop and my iPhone.
Right.
What that buys me is the ability to spend a little bit more time with my, young kids.
Right.
And the trade-off at times is very stressful because, if I got conference calls, which I do all day, and you know, you're hearing a screaming baby in the background, and I have to run down to Starbucks or something. So there's perks, and then there's some tough parts about it. But I struggled with this idea of when do you unplug? And I guess being a modern entrepreneur who doesn't need an office, who doesn't need to have a hard line and a fixed computer anywhere, it seems like that's going to be the trend. And so, but that also means that there's never going to be an unplugged.
Right. You never have a chance to do that. I don't know. I think it's getting worse and worse. I don't have any easy answers, but I think you're sort of getting before people have to develop strategies to unplug. Either you get a rule when you come home, no cell phone or whatever, or when you're in the car, don't talk on the phone. But I don't have an easy answer. I think it's getting worse and worse. People are my partner is not a cardiologist. He's a cardiac psychologist who deals just in stress.
So there's a heart psychologist?
Yeah, yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, he sees all my patients because if I'm seeing them for heart problems,
there's a reason.
By definition, they're stressed out.
You're the final line. Like, they don't want to see you.
No one wants to see me.
Yeah.
Exactly.
At least in the operating room, that is.
They don't want to see me. If you're seeing me, you've got a problem.
Yeah.
So I try to take care of the problem and say, okay, I'm going to take care of it, but you're going to see my partner, so you won't be seeing me again. That's the whole idea.
Interesting. All right. So we want to hear more of the ways you guys de-stress at home. The funnier, the better. For our next giveaway, we're going to be giving away Rudy's Bar and Grill, classic Chicago bar and grill located in Madison between Chicago and Wabash. We're giving a gift certificate away for Rudy's for the next person who texts in or calls with the funniest or most interesting or innovative way they de-stress. Elif, good luck with that. So we'll take, we won't even put a number on the calls. You just field the most interesting call and let us know. All right? Oh, by the way, we should welcome Elif to the show. She's our new producer for today.
Hi.
Hi,
thank
everybody.
You.
Yeah, welcome.
It's nice to work with you.
And we should note that Michael Heidemann, who used to be the producer for a while here, is no longer producing our show just because he's got promoted, which is good.
Good for him.
Not fired. He got promoted. So Elif is stepping up and should possibly be our regular producer. Who knows?
Great.
I hope so.
Yeah. All right. So, folks, get on those texts. Get on those calls. 981-7200. If you want a gift certificate for Rudy's Bar and Grill, let us know how you de-stress, the most innovative ways you de-stress. All right, Doc. So we're going to go to break in just a little bit, though. Before we do, though, what about supplements? Do supplements really help people de-stress? Because you see the commercials all the time, like this one, you got all these stuff, herbs and whatnot that, they claim.
I think they have a role. I think the problem is that Americans in general are looking for the magic pill. We want to have our stressful life and then take something that will alleviate our stress.
Yeah.
I think there's more to it. There's certain things that probably can help you relax, but I think the good old days of really just exercising, unplugging from your phone, hanging out, that's what you really got to do. You got to go back to the basics. While their supplements do have a role, there's no question, but I don't think they can fix the problem we've developed by just this 24/7 life and culture. I think it's the bigger problem.
And you don't think this will ever be a government issue where they will actually ban people or create some kind of signal that would, when you enter a home, or because I would imagine a cool device would be like a shutoff switch, where as soon as you walk in the home, when you mom hits a switch, and I saw this somewhere on a salt or pepper shaker. A mom had this device where she killed all the iPads and everything by slamming this pepper shaker that obviously wasn't a pepper shaker.
Right.
Kids didn't know what happened. They thought it was like this electrical blackout.
It was
brilliant.
Great. It's great.
I think we need to, this has to be part of the home building process.
Well, how old are your kids? Are you driving carpool yet or not?
No, we're four and one.
So it used to be that my kids were past the carpool. Well, there's still some in it, but 5 years ago, they'd be in the carpool and there'd be like 10 or let's say 8 screaming kids. And now I do the same ride and they're all quiet because they're all texting each other.
What would you prefer?
The screaming.
Yeah.
I need them to have conversations. I need them back in life. I think they're disengaging from life.
So then we should, when they enter a car, if let's say it's going to be a half hour drive, collect the cell phones.
Yeah, I've talked about it with my fiance all the time. When they come home, we should just collect all the cell phones, put them in a box, and say, but it just doesn't work, not practical. This kid needs it for homework, this or that.
Yeah.
Or they're all playing this Clash of Clans game. Have you heard about this?
Yeah,
I don't know what it even is. So it doesn't work. But I think we have the ability to de-stress by just unplugging and backing off. And yes, the herbs and everything are good, but let's exercise. Let's take a walk without your cell phone. Get in the treadmill without your cell phone. That's the kind of thing. We should give away.
What's that?
We should give away a free stress test that anybody wants one. Come and see how stressed they really are.
If you want to give it away, Doc.
I'm putting it out there right now. Anybody
all right,
wants
folks,
one,
so let's do
there.
This. So we got your giveaway for your Rudy's Bar and Grill. And I think we're locating a winner now. And Elif has it going there. We got a bunch of calls and texts coming in.
It's going well.
Yeah, all right. So when we come back from this break, we will reveal the winner. And then we'll also open up the phone lines on a separate note for Dr. Oakner, 312-981-7200. If you're experiencing a lot of stress in your life, you got some physical stuff going on, if you want to bounce it off Dr. Oakner, he's here to help, as well as he's going to give away one free screening.
If we get a lot of calls, we'll give more than one, sure.
All right, you heard it from the doc himself. He's opening up his practice, and that's a great thing, Doc. We appreciate that. All right, we'll be right back, folks. More with the Frank Fontana Show. On to business here, Doc. So, yep. We're talking about how stress now can really kill you, and how it attacks your body on so many levels. How does it make you look old?
Oh, God. How does it do that? I mean, everything. Well, you know, it accelerates your diabetes, accelerates your heart disease. If you're stressed, you're going to be dehydrated more. You're not drinking as much. Your skin looks older.
It just seems like you instantly get wrinkles.
You do.
Right.
You know, that's, you know, it brings up a great point, because we talked last week about aging and stress, and I always, people said they want to look better. The question is, you know, they want to get rid of the wrinkles, they want to exfoliate, or they actually do they want to get healthier? It's really two different things. So you can spend a lot of time with all these products, injections, or you can actually work on things that make you age better and are healthier. You know, so it's kind of a double-edged sword, but you know, stress definitely cuts across all boundaries, all racial profiles, everybody. It gets everybody.
Well, and you know, when you see somebody who just came back from massage and you pin them next to somebody who just like came out of the office, it is so dramatically different.
Oh.
Like my wife, for instance, you know, she's always running around with the kids, so she's a little stressed. And then I send her for a massage and she comes back and she looks like a completely, like 5 years younger.
It's great.
So is stress that immediate attack on the body and the cells? I mean,
I think it attacks every part of your body, your brain all the way down.
So,
I
mean, so chemically, let's break this down. So you got cortisol. That's
well, you got
right?
this. You got your brain. There's a pituitary. There's the hypothalamus, and there's this right. There's the stress hormone, which is cortisol, but there's all these other hormones that are involved. And as you get stressed out, you just squeeze, and you get more of these hormones floating around. It increases your heart rate, increases your glucose, increases your blood pressure, and a myriad of other things. It just, you know, it affects your thyroid gland, your adrenal gland, your testosterone, your estrogen. Stress, it's what it's all about. It's like it's that main thing. You know, we have to go back and just dial things back. I saw a movie maybe 20 years ago. It was a stupid movie, but I remember one line that said, the difference between Americans and Europeans, Americans live to work, Europeans work to live.
Yes.
And that's, I think, a big deal. It's our culture. We're just so wound up, you know?
Well, it's like in Italy. They take a break midday, and all the shops close from like 11 or something to 1.
Right.
And then everyone goes home and siestas and naps, and then they come back, and they drink some more wine, and they...
Right, you know, so is it the wine, or is it the rest, or is it the whole thing?
It's everything. It's a lifestyle.
It's the Mediterranean lifestyle, not just diet. I think that's what it all comes down to. It's a whole package.
And you know what I find on a real simple level is when when I'm stressed, I notice one major thing, and I've been taught this. It's breathing. You know, when you breathe and you notice that you're not breathing, that's when you're like stressed. Okay. And I do this to my wife all the time. I'm like, notice, just take note of your breathing patterns. How fast are you breathing? And you can tell the person's rapidly breathing. And then when you ask them to just take a breath and slow down, all of a sudden your heart rate slow down a little bit. And you can start to think a little clearer. So there's some, you know, metaphysical methods. Now, Joan, on the other hand, says when somebody tells her to breathe, it doesn't help. Hey, Joan, thanks for calling the show.
Hi, thank you.
So tell us, you hate when people tell you to just stop and breathe,
just
right?
Just breathe.
Well, I don't hate it, but, you know, recently, out of nowhere, I was rushed to the hospital in hypertension crisis, have never had high blood pressure, got to the hospital, my numbers were insane. And when you have three cardiologists working on you in an emergency room, and then they keep saying, well, your numbers are climbing, just calm down, I'm thinking, really, do you hear what you're saying to me? This makes no sense. I feel, and I said to your producer, I feel like the stress levels in my life are killing me, literally. And I talked to my family about this. I've talked to my family physician about this. And, you know, I said to them, do I need to be on anti-anxiety medicine? What do I need to do? And they all just kind of look at me and they're like, oh, you know, it's fine. Everybody has stress. This is life.
Doc, well, I mean,
I'll tell you, that's something I see every day, and I tell people I think that's completely the wrong direction. I think the fact you had this hypertensive crisis, I mean, your blood pressure got very high, is your body telling you something's not right. And what I do with people like you is that I will tell them that, look, we can't as a doctor, get rid of the stress in your life. But what we can do is try and teach you more effective ways of dealing with it. I'm not a big, you know, anti, you know, the meds. I don't like all the meds for people because I don't think that's the way to go. But my partner, his name is Dr. Chlorphine. He meets with people and he's like, he teaches them a better way of dealing with stress. So stress does not affect you as much. Mm. I think it's a better way. I think we have to admit that it is a problem. But for someone to tell you, hey, honey, it's okay, I think that's bordering on malpractice and crazy. And I think you have to deal with it. I think your body is telling you you got a problem, and I think you're right.
I agree. I mean, and I keep saying this to everybody. If I could calm down, if I could deal with the stress, don't you think I would do it?
Yeah, I think
so,
I'm
open to anything, and I hate medicine. So if I could find a way to effectively deal with this without people saying to me, oh, you know, whatever, everybody has stress in their life. It's how you react to it. Well, really, I think I know that.
You know, I would just throw in there that I meditate every night, and you know, I feel like that's been tremendously helpful. I found a couple, Joan, I don't know if you've tried meditation. It's not for everybody, but it does work, and it is fantastic for reducing stress levels. I found a way, because I have very little time in my day, to do it before bed, and I found this author or singer or meditation expert, Kelly Howell. Is the name Kelly Howell, and she has this meditation series that I found, because I've looked at a lot of them, you could fall asleep to it, which is really great because it has, you know, subliminal messaging that, you know, it's on certain frequencies that you go onto, and there's this music note that particular notes that actually, there's a word for it, and I'm blanking on it right now, but it calms the mind, and it does. The minute
really?
I hear those notes, I could tell you, Joan, it instantly turns my body and relaxes me, because it does something in your mind and triggers certain
you know, wind chimes are supposed to do the same. It's the same concept. There's certain
right.
wind chime notes that when you hear them, it just takes you.
It's a frequency.
It's a frequency, and it just takes you back. Whatever it is. But, Joan, you've got to do something, because I think you're headed in the wrong direction. I think you've identified it, so... You know, really.
You know what I do? Joan, why don't you grab Dr. Oakner's number, and because we're about out of time, Doc, anyway.
Okay.
Why don't you give out your information?
847-680-8500.
And Doc was giving away those screenings, so Joan, are you interested for one of these free screenings?
Oh, my God. I would love one.
Excellent.
So you get the number, 847-680-8500. Just mention Frank's name so we know who you are, and we'll take care of you. My pleasure.
What's your website? And just in case people didn't get that phone number.
You can go to oknercardiology.com. OKNERcardiology.com.
Joan, thank you so much. We appreciate it. Doc, thank you for being here. You're a fantastic guest as always, and we'll have you back in a couple of weeks. And we got to check up on the Bionic Radio host thing we started. We had a couple bumps in the road, but I think we're on our way to... rebuilding.
I think we're on the way. We'll check again whenever, a couple of weeks maybe.
Maybe we'll
like.
Get your guy to come in and we'll do some live blood draws again.
We'll do it.
Yeah, that was,
love
that
it.
That was fun. And we do have our winner coming up after the break here, and then we'll have some news with Sandy Kaczmarski. So don't go anywhere, folks. We'll be right back.